It's concerned. Some pieces for a view they would agree with Rabbi. What does Rabbi say is that my mistake is prophesying? The true Achilles prophesying. Not prophesying that is included in the Achilles process. The Achilles of Shibboleth, because nothing else has to be done except Achilles. And then the thing that goes with Achilles. So Mele, so Rabbi for a view they agrees with Rabbi. That Achilles of Shibboleth can be considered as the Gemar Melachim. Can be considered Gemar Melachim. But whereas Rabbi holds, even though it is not a Heftze, or even though it's not a Heftze of Dogonet yet, at the time when his Machnis, the Tweer Bishibolim, Limoyim Melilais, but the Shaschivoso it is, in Mamoloch it is, and then when Adyotef, he'll be Melil Limoyis, then it will become a Heftze of Dogon, so we'll have both. So then there will be a Heftze of Dogon, and there will be the Shaschivoso. The Shaschivoso will consist, they call it Rebbe, the Achlose Bishibolim, and the Dogon it will become the Rishay that will take place in connection with the Yiddish process. So Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudah holds no. In order to become a Heftze of Dogon, there must be Kibbutz Bishri. According to Rabbi, in order to become a Heftze of Dogon, the essential element in Dibur, in making it, is Dogon Domo, is the dish. Not the piling, the making of the Kri, of the crop. According to Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudah, the essential element in converting it into a Dogon, is not dish. But the crop, into a tree. Kibbutz Bikri. This is what Tashi says. Kibbutz Bikri, the very Dibur Elo Kibbutz Bikri. Well, so the question is, since when is this Mamaloche Kibbutz Bikri? I mean, it's a double portion, that Mamaloche is Meruach. There is no Machlokes with Meruach and Rabbi Yisi, insofar as Meruach is concerned. But in order to become Tevul, there must be two things. The final stage in the processing of the article must have taken place, and pre-Achille processing, the final stage in the pre-Achille processing must have taken place, and it must be double-done. So as far as the Gemar Melachah is concerned, so Rabbi Yudah agrees with that. The Achlos of Shibboleth, since this is the last thing in the processing, nothing else in the pre-Achille processing that is yet to take place. So that's Mamloch. But Mamloch without Dogon is not enough. So Rebbe holds what constitutes it into a Dogon, into Dogon Gomu, the dish. Now that dish, so you have dish here too. When you be male and you will be, then you have the dish. But when you be male and you will, you have dish. But you will not have a crop, a pile, Kibbutz Bikri, because when your male when you're male, what do? You take a seed, you rub against it, you take it out of the husk of the ears of grain, you throw away the husk and the ears of grain, and then you take the seed and put it in your mouth. So there's no crop, there's no Kibbutz Bikri. But Rebbe holds that not important Kibbutz Bikri. Who says that in order to become Dogon it must be a Heftze of the tree or the crop? Some Mele, according to Rebbe, it becomes Tevel then. And the Gemar Melachah, the final stage, was constituted by the Achlos of Shibboleth. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah says, to as far as final stage in processing, there is no problem. The Achlos of Shibboleth that indeed represents the final stage of the processing, the pre-Achlos processing. But it has to be Dogon. What kind of Dogon is there, will there be? When he smooths the crop, so then he has a crop, so that's the Dogon. But here, when he makes the dish, there will be no Kibbutz Bikri. And Rebbe holds, Kibbutz Bikri is not important. Now we're able to understand the Rashi, when Rashi says, So Rashi says,
שהכניס סולה סיסיסו, מדישו מריח, ומיד החלולים במורון, לעצמי על כולם, מורייס. תעקוך ודה ברבי יסי, ופיד גם ביום שני מחלל, וחיד וחיסו לשם ג'לם, גומו, יודו ונטיר הסטרום הסמייסטר. וכשמי לא אומר, צהירי הסטווח כאן, מחשוב איזדת אינו, זה הסטו בי מורח. So then say this, as far as Mamaloch is concerned, Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rebbe. That the Chmizah B'Shibonim is the final stage in the Kliyakira process. But he says it has to be the Chesed Dovah. And Vishay does not make it, the Meruah is a Vishay process. That does not make it into a Dovah. It has to be Kibbutz Tzvi. So when Salon Muras, there is no Kibbutz Tzvi. Now, I have another question. True that when he's Meruah Meruah is, then there is no Kibbutz Tzvi. Because then, when he makes the Vishay, he robs against individual seeds of wheat, against individual ears of grain, so they're not piled up. And once he does that, then he takes it into his mouth and he eats. So there's no pile of these seeds that are taken out from the husk. But when he's miasing the shibboleth, and he piles up, he accumulates the shibboleth with the intention remain on the release. Why can't we call the shibboleth tree? Why it's aloche? It's exerza kosuf. The tree is only when you have the seeds themselves with the straw of the wheat, with the ears and the husk completely removed. And if you pile up the seeds of wheat as they are contained in the husk, why couldn't that be called the crop? A tree? Tree is a crop. So why does Rashi say, Rabbi Yisrael Buda says, the Levitim are achieving victory? And Hich Vishibolim, so what do you mean Hich Vishibolim? Doesn't mean that he brought his scattered Shibolim all over the field. It means he made sheaves of Shibolim. It was Mu'amir. He piled them up. A real crop of Shibolim. So what difference does it make whether the crop consists of seeds with the shibboleth and husks removed, or the crop consists of a pile of shibboleth that contain in them the seeds? Why is it called Yesak and Notodome here? I mean, why can it be considered as Kibbutz Bikri when he piles up the shibboleth? And the shibboleth have the seeds of wheat in them. But they are still contained in the husks and in the ears of grain. But he piled them up. There is Kibbutz Bikri. So Rashi says, Inochanan, there is no halacha that Kibbutz Bikri must mean that the seeds are there without the husks. It doesn't matter even if the seeds are piled up together with the husks and with the shibboleth. It doesn't matter. But Kibbutz Bikri means when something is accumulated as a unit, to be processed as a unit. But if something is accumulated, not to be processed as a unit, is one thing, but to be processed individually, so then it's not considered Kibbutz Bikri. Kibbutz Bikri means that there is unity. Let's say, when you thresh wheat and you take out all the seeds from the shibboleth and you pile them up with the intention of threshing them in their entirety as a unit and milling them as a unit and then milling them as a unit and then mix them as a unit, so then it's considered Kibbutz Bikri. But when he is machri shibboleth, true, the shibboleth are piled up together, but the purpose is only on the unit. So subjectively, I mean, they are not to be processed as a unit in any way. He brought them together, he piled them together, the shibboleth, and what is his purpose? His purpose is to take one shibboleth, one by one, take out the seed, put it in his mouth, and that's all. So in other words, so then it's not considered Kovot Mikri. In order to be considered Kovot, piled up, Mikri Mikrap, then he must intend to crush his Gamadiyur. But in this case, his intention is to process each individual member of that kibbutz separately. So it's not considered common degree.
So we have a very remarkable conclusion. That when do we say that it's not common degree? If the intention of the Arut said when he piled up all the Shibon together, all the Shibon together was Lemuel and Lemuel's. So then it's not considered Kovutz. In order to be considered Kovutz, Kovutz is a subjective concept. In other words, what does it mean Kovutz? Let's say if you have one ear of grain, let's say here, and another ear of grain, let's say a yard away. So then it's not Kovutz. And suppose that this ear of grain happens to be next to this ear of grain, but if the subjective element is lacking, in other words, he has no intention of processing all these seeds together as a unit, threshing them together, winnowing them together, grinding them together. So then it's not Kovutz. It doesn't make any difference whether they are heavy yard apart, or an inch apart, or a tenth of an inch, or a hundredth of an inch. What is it considered Kovutz? Is the subjective element. In other words, that he intends to process all the years of grain as a unit. So in another way, when is it not Kovutz Mikri? When it's Hichmishi Boim Lemeir Ben Yiras. But when it's Hichmishi Boim Lasis Meliso, so then it's Kovutz Mikri. So in other way, that's why the more according to Rashi, the more says what Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yisrael Rami Mishachas Lo, because she looks like she bought him last is my Miso, we knew the Chalei and the Meir and the Yom, in other words, since as the Arut said, where he piled up all the Shibori, so his intention was that they should be processed together as a unit. So it was totally true, but there was the seeds, what had years and the husks around them, but there is no idea of chitz anywhere. So it was covered with tree. So a double it was. The double was constituted at the very beginning. And if there hadn't been a aloche of man loche, so then it would become in the case where it was Hichmi Shibon and Vasis Meniso, if there hadn't been another aloche of Mamaloche, so then it would become Kovutz immediately. And even though he would change his mind, it was already Kovutz Mikri. And according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, the important element is Kovutz Mikri. And whether the cream consists of just seeds detached from the husks, or the seeds consist or the crop consists of seeds that are contained in husks, doesn't matter. As long as the intention is there, the subjective element is there, of processing all the Shibori as a unit. So in the case of Hichmi Shibori Las Meniso, so at the moment when he was machting the Shibori Las Meniso, so then it was Kovutz Mikri, and then it was a Chetzer Dover. It was a Chetzer Dover. But if he didn't change his mind, so it's a Umanaro Pata, according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda also, because the element of Mamloch is missing, in as much as he intends to do so much processing yet, to thresh and to winnow, I mean, what, so many things. So we cannot say that piling the Shibboleth, that's the final stage in the processing. There are many other forms of processing that are yet to take place before that. So that's why Hichmi Shibboleth Las is Meniso. Not as far as the Dogon, so it is Dogon in this case, but the Mamloch, the element of Mamloch is missing.
because according to his intention, there are so many forms of processing that are pre-achir processing that are yet to take place. But however, when brought if it's yichni shibon las miso, so the chesed dogma became. But what is missing? The mamlecha, because there are still a number of processing, pre-achir processing, that are yet to take place. But if he changes his mind, and he says, no, I'm not going to subject it to threshing and to winnowing and to blinding and all kinds of things. I'm going to eat it on the river. And nobody became already before. What was missing? The Mamluk. Because until he changed his mind, so the
Thank you.